Now, yesterday on the show, we did the segment on the Dude Perfect 30 for 30. George, you gave us a good review of that and talked about those guys, all local kids, who just put up a video on YouTube one night of them doing some silly stuff, and the next morning they had a million views and were getting calls from all around America wanting to talk about it. And as you were talking about that 30 for 30, you mentioned, well, this is like some of the stuff that we did in college. Just imagine if we had put the Grizzy phone thing up on YouTube, would we have also gotten a million hits? And I got a few messages yesterday. What's the Grizzy phone thing? So I thought we would tell that story here.
Yeah, we didn't. We weren't big on trick shots. I mean, I'm sure everyone was to a certain extent, but we were big on pranks.
Yes. So we had an apartment with the four of us. It was me, George, Grizzy, and Skip.
Thanks, Skip.
Grizzy and Skip were nicknames for our roommates, Donald and Steve. But everybody had a nickname in college.
I wasn't your roommate.
No, it wasn't.
Not
Skip
that
Bayless.
Skip, no.
So Grizzy, one time coming back from his home weekend trip to Plano, came back to Denton at North Texas where we were, and he had a new cordless phone, which is a big deal back then.
Back in the 80s, that was pretty big technology.
Yeah. Not a cell phone. What
no.
is a cordless phone?
It was like back in the day when you had a rotary phone or then later push-button phone. They were all tethered to either the wall or maybe you had a tabletop phone. But they all had a cord to it.
Had a spiral cord
to the receiver, yeah. Or the handset. Well, his cordless was on this dock that sat on our living room table. And you could pick up the cordless phone, and you could walk anywhere. It didn't have a cord. It had a little antenna. You would pull the antenna out so that it could make contact with the base, and then you could talk to somebody, get this, while walking around your apartment without a cord attached.
Sounds like nothing now, but it was big back then.
Yeah.
I remember we thought, wow, what's Grizzy doing to make this kind of money to get a cordless phone?
It was pretty amazing. So he was very proud of it, and he would always tell us, please take care of this. Please treat this with respect. Don't throw it around. Because every once in a while, say I'd answer it sitting in one of our chairs in the living room, and it'd be for George, and I'd say, oh, George, it's for you, and I'd toss the phone to him. You know, usually just an underhand toss, nothing big, and Grizzy would go, damn it, don't throw my phone around.
And, of course, once we saw that reaction, that's what we did every day, basically throw that phone around like we're infielders.
We are good friends.
After the second out of the inning. Let's throw it around the infield for a little bit.
Right. We were good friends, but we were in college.
Yeah,
when
we
you're
jackasses,
in college, yeah. All you are jackasses, and all you do is antagonize the other guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know who came up with this idea. Do you remember who had this
idea?
Well,
I remember we were all annoyed that he told us we really couldn't be at the apartment that Saturday because all of his student association friends were coming over for a party, and we were offended that we weren't really – we were invited, but he also said, I want you to be on your best behavior. It was like he was talking to 8-year-olds,
yeah.
Which he kind of was.
Yeah.
And then I think we were all kind of talking about it, and we were leaving the apartment one day, and we noticed that our neighbor had thrown out, I don't know, I think they had a party the week before, and they threw a phone out in the foyer area.
Yeah.
And
an older phone.
So the wheels started turning.
It was an older phone, but it was the same color. It was white. And we got the receiver, the handset, and it was plastic. And you popped open, and I don't think there was anything in it, or maybe we pulled a wire out or something. But we basically had this hollow plastic white receiver that was the same size as Grizzy's white receiver. So was it during the party that we did this?
During the party. And this was annoying him. Here he is. He has his friends over, and they're playing music lightly. And we had this big plan of let's have someone have a phone conversation. Someone else wants the phone. They get into kind of a fake argument and have them chunk the phone like Nolan Ryan across the living room and aim at the fireplace.
Which was brick.
But make sure you use the fake phone to do it.
use the fake phone, and then whoever you're throwing the phone to, they will miss it on purpose, and then the phone will hit the fireplace and shatter. So we replaced the fake phone, the real phone with the fake phone, and the party's going on, and then, so my memory again is a little fuzzy on this. Did I throw it to you or to Skip, or did you throw it to Skip?
I can't remember who threw it.
I want to say Skip was the receiver.
Yeah.
So let's just say it was George who threw it. We pretend that the phone rings or something, and George grabs it. Hello? Oh, yeah, he's here. Hey, Skip, it's for you. And Skip, you know, tell him I'll call him back. No, they really want to talk to you. No, tell him I'll call him back. Skip, just take the phone. So they're getting loud and making a scene. And Grizzy, of course, is watching all this.
Starting to draw attention to themselves. Yeah.
Grizzy's watching all this, and finally George says, well, here, just take it. And then he rears back and throws a fastball to Skip, who's standing in front of the fireplace. And Skip holds his hands out but doesn't close them, and the phone hits the brick fireplace and shatters. And Grizzy goes, gee, damn it! He lost it.
You owe me $68.17.
And we're all dying laughing. And which makes him angry because he doesn't know we're laughing at the prank.
Why would we laugh at that?
Yeah, why would we be? And after we all die laughing and there's tons of commotion, then I think we, you know, told him, don't worry, it was a fake receiver.
Then I think we left the party.
Yeah.
That was our contribution
was
to the party.
You're done. Your partying was over.
The looks we got, too, from these people who didn't know us, who were just looking, I see why you talk about them like that.
They're terrible.
What a bunch of morons.
To your point, though, about Dude Perfect, what if we had that on video and had his reaction?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would have.
And we were able to upload that. Wouldn't that have gone viral? Greatest prank ever.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I thought about that.
Watch this guy's reaction.
Yeah, and then the next clip is me getting drilled by about 5 water balloons, leaving the student union.
Yeah.
The big bomb prank. All the pranks we played on one another. Yeah, if we would have done that and had some sort of vessel like YouTube to put them up to, we'd be worth $400 million.
Yeah. So I was on.
No doubt in your mind.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I was on with the Sweet Spot a few weeks back, and they asked, what is the stupidest thing you and George did in college? Boy. And I said, do you have 5 hours?
We did so many dumb things.
So we probably, there are a few segments we need to do here soon in response to their question, what the dumbest thing we did in college was, and just tell some more of those stories.
Nothing too dangerous or anything like that. Just,
no.
Just stupid. Really, really stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, we thought it was really stupid, but it was funny.
Again, Dude Perfect stuff. It's right. What dudes do.
And here we are, 65 years later, basically doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to make the other person laugh. That's basically.
Yes.
That was the motivation behind it.
Yes. And praise the Lord, getting paid for it.
Yeah. We didn't get paid for it back then.
No. We got paid in laughter. So that's the Grizzy phone story that we wanted to tell you.